Application. Sorry. Any comments or responses?
No, sir.
The two neighbors?
The only comment I have is it has always been zoned commercial, to my understanding, from the very beginning when Bob owned it as a bait house. And the houses that are across the street were aware that it was actually commercial had everyone had checked into it, the same as I checked in to make sure it was commercial when I purchased it.
Well, you're here tonight because it was a bait shop. We don't have commercial zoning. We're working towards that, but we don't have C1, C2, R1. Our performance-based zoning means it was zoned what it was. So it was zoned as a bait shop store, which is commercial, but it's not zoned commercial.
Well, that's actually, we had zoning.
I know, it was there a long time ago. So yeah. That's why you're here, because of the land use change. But you're correct, it was a store. It was a store, yeah. It was a bait shop for a long time.
Any other comments or questions for the applicant? Hearing none, would someone consider making a motion?
I would move to approve this as presented.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Has passed.
Thank you.
Approved. And then, Scott, you'll get with him.
Yep, we'll get the letters out, the decision of record that you need to record within 120 days. Marla will mail you a sample of it, or a copy, but we keep the copy because they have to be notarized. She sends out a good packet to let you know. Uh-huh. Look for it in the next week or so.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the application 18-09.
Is at 326 Happy Hollow Road. There's just a close-up of the house. The applicant, Dominique Buzeno, did I say that right? He's here. Is seeking Planning Commission approval, a Division 3 special use permit allowing nightly rental using the existing four-bedroom single-family residence located at 326 Happy Hollow Road, Blue Eye. This is where you go down across the Long Creek Bridge. Then you have to actually turn on, I think it's J, and then work your way back up to here, down by Happy Hollow Resort. County line's right here. If you remember, we had one come through with this triangular piece right here, mm-hmm. where he's going to build his home. That one came through and was approved on October the 10th. I did present some pictures. This one is standing looking at the drive. And then he actually owns the lot next to him right here, but there's this drainage gully that has the vegetation in it between his two lots. It's the home lot and then his other lot. So, per the assessor's information, the single-family residence has four-bedroom, two-car garage and was built in 1989. It's located in the Williams Point subdivision, lot 13. The lot's approximately 16,500 square feet in size. The applicant has submitted an aerial view of the property to show that there's room for 8 vehicles. The property is currently served by a shared well and an on-site wastewater system. The applicant applied for an open and repair permit with the Taney County Regional Sewer District in 2010, permit number 61, for replacing the laterals and an aerator system. The property to the east is Table Rock Lake. To the south is the Province subdivision, which is a condo-style ownership subdivision. To the west and north are vacant residential lots. And then our staff recommendations are directly out of the special use. 326 Happy Hollow would accommodate or sleep no more than 10 persons. That means he would need a total of 5 parking spaces. And the rest of the staff recommendations are exact special use. There's no changes.
Would the applicant like to come forward, please?
Thank you.
Scott, was there a buffer zone that was presented with the application?
The buffer between these two, his own two lots, is this natural vegetative. He owns both these lots. This lot over here is his also. Now, the province, these are all, so this is homeowner association property. This is all platted. I'll pull it up on Beacon for you. These are all platted as condo style house. This is Happy Hollow Resort. So this side of it actually butts up to the homeowner association, and then the rest of it's Table Rock easement.
Are there nightly rentals in the condo style housing next door?
That I don't know. We don't have a permit on one in there for nightly rental.
Do you know if there is any nightly rentals in that?
I've spoken with the people in Happy Hollow Resort, and they have told me that there are at least 3 homes in there that do rentals. Now, they're not permitted, I don't think. I don't know which ones they are.
They're nightly rentals, not long-term rentals.
Not long-term. And the reason why they say that is because a lot of people go over and use their ice and that kind of thing. So they kind of keep track of it. So, but that's just what I was told by the people at Happy Hollow Resort.
You can see each one's platted as a condo.
Yeah.
And then this is the Province Homeowners Association property.
What's the length of his property line there? In between the houses and his property there, approximately what?
98.97?
Uh-huh.
This line here is 98 feet.
Okay. Do we have a picture closer?
I could add, if you're asking about that, I would add that there are no entrances to the back where it says 97 right there. That the home is, there's no entrances on the back at all.
Well, I understand that.
Okay. We're talking about a buffer.
I was just, that was what it's got natural vegetative buffer there now.
Yeah, it was right here, not so much, but on this back side it did have, yes. Really,
yeah.
That's on the lake side though, right?
This side is the lake side.
That's not facing the ones up there.
Scott, can you find 408 Happy
Hollow Road? Here's our lot in question, and here's our 408.
Which is not visible from the house, by the way.
There's our applicant's lot, and that's 408.
Can you scroll down a little more, Scott? There you go.
There's our lot in question, 408. Here's the one that came through on October the 10th.
That's what I was looking for, is the proximity on that other one.
There's that triangular one that went across the road.
Mm-hmm.
So 408 is further in the road from the one in question?
Yes.
Isn't that the way I understand it? I missed that arrow.
Well, I guess I'm not.
This is 408.
Yeah.
Here's our applicant's house.
Yes.
Here's the other one,
so
that was
no traffic going to go by their house.
Now, the only way in and out is back down toward the bottom. Yeah. That's dead end up from the top. Toward the north is dead end.
So within the applications, just to follow up, did you submit a buffer plan with the application?
No.
No, I looked at his vegetative. I didn't know that you guys would maybe require one along the homeowner association, but if it's that native vegetative buffer that he has between his own two lots.
Yeah.
See, you have this drainage ditch that's not even a... It's a drainage ditch. It's not even a lot. It's not residential. Yeah. It's not even on the tax book.
It's my understanding a buffer zone plan is required on all applications. Is that not accurate?
If it's not the vegetative buffer.
If it's, yeah.
If it's not the vegetative buffer, they're supposed to present you with a separate.
If there's existing vegetative buffers, you don't have to.
Wouldn't you just reflect the vegetative buffer on your buffer plan? It just seems like it's a required element with each applicant that it. The opportunity of waiving one gets it and one doesn't have to.
No, they all have to present it, but not the native vegetative buffer 25 feet, then they're supposed to present, that's how it's worded. They're supposed to present you with an alternative plan.
So not everyone has to submit a buffer plan?
Not if their buffer is the vegetative, if they already have a buffer. That is their buffer plan.
Okay, so on the lower portion of this project, like where the 164 is at?
Right here.
On the side? There's no vegetation there.
Well, this is part of the province homeowner association.
So yeah. Maybe we should look at that as needing a buffer.
That would be you guys' decision.
That line that runs all the way up to the corner of his property.
Yeah.
Right.
Which line?
Right there.
The 314
line?
Is
there vegetative buffering growing there now?
Not right here, but right here in the backyard there is.
Well, it looks like it comes around the bend. That may be a shadow, but I don't know. But it looks like it comes around. I guess my thought is effective screening from the other
buildings
there.
There's a little snapshot of that side. Uh-huh. Here's the back.
I don't know how to define vegetative, but none of that is cut, or it's kind of weeds, if you want to call it natural, I guess. So on the side. You can see that goes all the way down.
And this is a time it's about as open as it's going to get.
Mm-hmm. But it looks just like you see in the picture right here.
Right.
All along East 164 side, all the way to the lake.
Right.
In other words,
it's not maintained.
When summer comes and it's not maintained, it's going to be a buffer.
Well, yeah, it's bushy. I mean, you can tell that they never mow it or clean it because you can see their yards are clean. Yeah. But yeah, I may have misunderstood, Rick, that. Since it was a homeowner association, I didn't consider it as a residential, and I may have needed to get a buffer plan.
That's the question I had. I would like to, we can do it any way we want. I'd like to see if there's anyone here from the condo association to speak for or against.
Is there anybody here to speak in favor of this application? Anyone opposed to this application? Wanting to speak?
Answers that.
Yeah.
Evidently, it wasn't important to them.
No.
I have a question that's important to me. You're talking about the sewer system being redone in 2010, which has been a few years ago. What size tank are we working with there on that?
I believe it's a 1200. It's an aeration unit. It's not a septic tank. It is an aeration.
Okay. Unit. There wasn't any mention made of it.
It has a chlorinator and We had to add drain field.
Yeah, I was a little concerned about that, especially as close to the lake as it is.
Right.
I was wondering about
most
that.
Most of the aeration tanks are 1,500. You got 1,000 mm-hmm. gallon septic
yeah.
and then
yeah.
500 settling aerating tank, correct?
Yeah. Well, that would be an adequate system yeah. then for it.
Any other comments, questions?
And I did walk around the property when I was out there all over. Didn't see anything.
Looked good.
Yep. I didn't all see right. any.
Have you been living in the house? Full-time?
Not full-time. No. No, we've been there on and off for 10 years since we reconstructed the house. I did want to add, one of our neighbors on the other side wrote a note for us, and it is written here. I'm happy to read this if it makes any difference to you folks, for the record. The rental property at the Bassanos, that's us, has never caused a problem.